Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I'm joined on the line now by Colette Bennett, Economic and Social Analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Good morning, Colette. Thank you for joining us. In a moment, we want to speak to you about whether Ireland's response to the crisis in Ukraine is a blueprint for how we deal with similar emergencies. But firstly, I just want to get your reaction to what Minister Dara O'Brien had to say there on housing for those fleeing the conflict in Ukraine. And he told us we'll need fewer than the 35,000 extra homes planned over the course of Housing for All. What's your own response to that?
Well, unless he has information that we're going to see fewer refugees coming into the country, I just don't see how that's possible. I mean, the provision of 33,000 under Housing for All, the standard additional housing that is said to be needed, is actually underestimating the pent-up demand by about 90,500 anyway. So I really can't see how we would need less than the additional homes on top of that for Ukrainian refugees.
Now, your organisation and a number of other groups today has published a paper this morning suggesting that our response to Ukraine has led to a deserving refugee, and that's compared to how people in direct provision have been treated for two decades. Explain that to me.
Okay, so the Ukrainian response is on foot of what's called the Temporary Protection Directive. And that was a directive that was passed by the EU in 2001 and only invoked for the very first time in March of this year in response to the Ukrainian crisis. So just to be very clear, not in response to anything in Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq. What we have seen instead is direct provision. And we know that there are 8,500 people currently being warehoused in direct provision. 2,000 of those at the beginning of this year are in emergency accommodation or reception centres, notwithstanding the fact that the government has published a white paper on the elimination of direct provision last year. So that is creating this two-tiered system
and
of those who we see as being deserving and those who we see who aren't.
And why do you think that is?
There has been a reluctance, and I think the narrative that has been surrounding the Ukrainian crisis has been quite telling, and perhaps there should be some reflection done on that. So your own broadcasting colleagues have said, for example, you know, these aren't the usual refugees. They look like us. And that warrants some reflection, because if that's what we're basing policy on, then that takes a deep look at ourselves.
So you believe how we've treated Ukrainians fleeing should now become the blueprint for how we treat everybody fleeing similar situations from around the world?
Absolutely. So the Temporary Protection Directive provides a framework. Now, if the actual implementation of it has been quite flawed, and I can talk about that if we have time, but essentially what it's providing is PPSN numbers as people come into the country. It's providing welfare supports that are just slightly under the core social welfare rates. We're providing accommodation support, and there has been a call for accommodation pledges almost immediately. So rather than why should we have these people here, it's how can we possibly accommodate them and integrate them. It's providing labour support, so labour activation for those who can work and wish to work, and self-employment support and training. It's providing educational support, both at very early years for small children, all the way through to primary schools and onwards then to further education and training and higher education. And it's providing healthcare supports, including medical cards and psychological supports for those who may need it and who may have PTSD. That's a very much a human rights first approach to a refugee crisis and should be the blueprint going forward.
Okay, you might have heard me talking to the minister there about that report in the Sunday Independent, which said the cross-government risk analysis warned Cabinet that the arrival of Ukrainian refugees into towns and cities poses a risk to social cohesion and integration. Is it up to the government to address that before it happens?
It absolutely is. The government policies, both of this and previous governments, have essentially created a scarcity of resources. So there is a scarcity of housing. We know there are 260,000 people waiting on social housing. The official figures on homelessness is 10,000. We have a very high rate of acute hospital care and bed occupancy. We have very, very high costing childcare, and we have a very high teacher ratio. So all of these things require, not demand, greater investment. And it is up to the government to actually do that. Had the government invested over the last 10 years, we would be in a much better space to have actually welcomed refugees and to put in the supports that are required.
Colette Bennett from Social Justice Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.